impeach the president. This is Pye Chamberlain in Washington. My colleague Gene Gibbons and I will have a report in a moment. From nearly noon till past 11 p.m., the House Judiciary Committee bickered over the form of a proposed impeachment article, charging that the president obstructed justice in the Watergate cover-up. The first order of business was a move to give the president 24 hours to promise the committee the Watergate tapes that he must give the prosecutor and promise to deliver them forthwith. That went down fast. Then came an agonizingly technical, long debate over the structure of the obstruction article. It contained 9 paragraphs. Each made a specific charge that the president lied, got others to lie, misused the CIA and or places. Nixon's defenders complained that he was entitled to a charge as specific as the one against, for example, a jaywalker, where the time and place of alleged jaywalking would be stated. But pro-impeachment forces didn't want that. Here's a sample of the partisan bickering that went on. Pro-impeachment Congressman Danielson of California comes first, questioning why pro-Nixon Dennis of Indiana wanted to be so specific.
I understood him to say that if we specify these acts in our accusatory pleading, the evidence to be adduced at the trial is restricted to those items.
And that's the whole purpose. And what you want to do is give a man no chance to know what he meets and then bring in anything you happen to think of. And it's not constitutional, and it's not fair, and just because you're a congressional committee, you can't just tear the Constitution up and throw it away.
That's what you want to do here.
Now here is Gene Gibbons for an assessment of the motives of both sides.
The president's defenders were presumably insisting on specific evidence for each of the allegations against Mr. Nixon to narrow the scope of the impeachment case. The president's critics want the articles to be as broad as possible so they can introduce additional counts against Mr. Nixon if, for example, some of the Watergate tapes the Supreme Court ordered be given Judge Sirica turn out to have been tampered with. There was one substantive action during the third day of the impeachment debate, a vote on a motion to strike the first paragraph of a proposed impeachment article charging obstruction of justice in the Watergate case. The paragraph accused Mr. Nixon, in essence, of giving false and misleading statements to federal investigators. The move to strike or eliminate this was defeated 27 to 11. The size of the vote to leave the paragraph in is considered a good indication of the degree of support within the committee for the obstruction of justice charge itself. In response to demands by the president's supporters for greater specificity as to the offenses Mr. Nixon is accused of, the committee staff is to begin work on a memo citing supporting evidence for each of the allegations. Such a move was suggested by Wisconsin Republican Harold Frelick, who has said he could support an article of impeachment charging obstruction of justice if the article were properly worded. Frelick now says he is waiting to see what the staff comes up with before committing himself firmly on the issue of impeachment one way or another. Pye?
Drafting the particulars will take the staff until noon. The proceedings won't resume until then, allowing all participants except the staff to get some precious sleep. Pye Chamberlain, Washington.